The Oldies interview with Jeanette Fraser was recorded on July 13th of 2020.
It's my pleasure to be talking with Jeanette Fraser of Larcharme Prior. And our first question, Jeanette, is what has been one of the biggest challenges for you in your field?
I would say the biggest challenge through my career has been setting boundaries, mostly within myself, as I determine how to best use my energy and resources, learning I can't say yes to everything as much as I want to, but as a person who's raised a family, been a dedicated partner, and has committed to this field of social services, I've had to work to find a healthy work-life balance.
How did you first get involved in the field of social services?
What a blessing for me that in my life as a young person that social inclusion is just something that I feel I was born with, and been intentional about living my life socially inclusive, but also looking for opportunities to include others and grow and always learn. So I've been fortunate, really fortunate, to feel that I've had a calling to this work.
What advice would you have for women starting out in a similar profession?
To be a good listener for others, but also for yourself. We often, in a field where we're helping others, listen intently to other people, but sometimes forget to listen to ourselves, to those inner voices inside ourselves. So it's to respect your personal values and trust your intuition, be inclusive of yourself, that there's beauty in accepting your gifts and also your weaknesses.
And so how did you get to Arne Prior?
In our life, in Thunder Bay is where we lived before. That's where I did my my education for this sector and my college and university life, and met my husband in Thunder Bay, and he's a minister within the Presbyterian Church. And ministers often respond to call. They listen to where their gifts can be used. And he got a call from Arne Prior, the town of Arne Prior, to come and serve a church here. And this has been my work my whole life. I just felt, oh, there's going to be something in Arne Prior for me. So within a few days of moving to Arne Prior in 1999, I met people from the L'Arche community and also felt, my goodness, this is where we're supposed to be. And because we needed community ourselves, being brought into a L'Arche community is a real gift to be able to get rooted into this great town that we live in.
And what accomplishment are you most proud of?
I would say that I'm really proud that I choose each day to live a socially inclusive lifestyle. I do this not only through my words, but my actions, my daily actions. And I've been able to witness this in my young adults and friends and family around us. They are also living a much more inclusive lifestyle. And that I feel that a lot of what I live requires a lot of myself, but I'm proud that I still have passion and calling for what I do. And I feel blessed to be able to live out my gifts through my work and through my vocation.
Jeanette Fraser, community team leader with Larcharne Prior, making a daily case for inclusivity. And another Oldies 107.7, Woman of Influence.